With less than a quarter of the population of neighboring Asheville, it's hard to see Hendersonville, North Carolina, becoming a boomtown. But something is drawing a steady stream of visitors into this mountain haven for more than the scenic views.
If you like dark beers, we have a mocha porter, we've got a milk stout.
Beer, it's drawing those who make it and those who drink it.
You know, Hendersonville's a little bit older demographic, but that's really, kind of changing a lot, I think.
Richard Wanger just opened Basic Brewery here in downtown Hendersonville. Just steps away, a new cider tasting room is celebrating its grand opening. Walk two more blocks, you'll find Sanctuary Brewing Company and Stag's Head, poised to open before summer brings in the Rhythm and Brews Festival. All in a town of fewer than 14,000 people. So, why does beer come here? There's room to brew in Hendersonville because of new zoning ordinances implemented last summer. The changes allowed microbreweries to set up within 7 zoning districts of Henderson County, including downtown. It didn't take long for business to start bubbling in a town that prides itself on staying small and friendly.
It's a good town. The people here are pretty great. A great sense of community.
Barbara Duncan has her hands full with the Friday night crowd here at Sanctuary Brewing Company's open-air tap room. Locally sourced snacks like homemade pimento cheese accompany the beer. Sanctuary features a kindness wall where patrons can hang up spare coats for strangers in need. And dogs are everywhere.
They decided to combine their two passions, animals and beer.
Duncan says that Asheville's trendiness can't match all the benefits this tiny town has to offer.
You don't have to deal with oversaturation of breweries, stuff like that.
Which means cheaper rent, shorter lines for bargoers, and a less competitive atmosphere. Wanger opened Basic with Hendersonville residents in mind.
You know, a lot of them are, glad that, they don't have to drive all the way to Asheville to have a craft beer.
We're starting our fourth week now, so.
Like I said, we're small, so we'll be able to focus on producing unique beers, and when things go wrong, being able to adapt to it and not have, so much volume that it's a huge mistake that would be detrimental to us financially.
Sure. That diminishes the fear of larger breweries edging them out.
So we could, be free to focus on the beer and, figuring out how to make beer that people want and not have a lot of pressure to produce tons and tons of a product just to pay the bills.
Sure. With 7 breweries open in the Hendersonville area and more on the way, this little town has tapped into something big. Reporting from Hendersonville, I'm Avery Hall.